Well, it was a big Saturday for the University of Maine Black Bear football team, their first home game of the spring season, taking on the nationally ranked Albany Great Danes, and the Black Bears prevailed in a terrific football game, 38-34. With more on that, we're joined by the coach of the Bears, Nick Charlton. Nick, good afternoon.
Rich, how we doing?
I'm still buzzing about that game. That was a blast to call. It was an exciting game. What did it feel like from the coach's perspective watching that lead change seven times?
Very relaxing.
Yeah, bad.
It was a great football game, period, you know, just in terms of watching. But, you know, I thought there were some really good things out there. You know, obviously a lot of things that we still need to clean up. But in terms of the execution and what we were able to do, I think we showed, you know, certain improvements in a lot of areas that they really needed to be worked on. And, you know, overall I was pleased that the biggest thing is at the end of the game when, you know, we had been going back and forth, and on our kickoff team, we made a great couple plays, but especially, you know, some individual efforts that were awesome, and then forced them into a holding penalty, made a huge defensive stop, and then executed our four-minute offense and ended in victory formation. You know, all the things that happened before that were really important, but great teams finished the game that way, and we're not there quite yet, but it's definitely encouraging to see us be able to do that, you know, especially after a tough loss the week before.
Yeah, and I love the way you finished the game like that. Great job, first of all, by the offensive line, but also by Elijah Barnwell, your sophomore running back, taking care of business with some big yardage to try and keep the ball out of the hands of the other guys.
Yeah, I really thought that was a great collective effort. You know, we were blocking on the perimeter. I thought up front we were doing a really nice job, especially in a situation where we were short a few tight ends. So we were putting a lot on our offensive line. And Sean Bowman, our tight end, who's, you know, played almost the entire game, you know, with pressure, you know, to be expected in that situation. And Elijah and Joe ran the ball really hard and had a good ball security. And luckily we were able to hold on to the football enough to win the game. So there was a lot of things that led up to that, of course, to put us in position there. But it was nice to get the first one.
A couple of guys who had their struggles in week one bounced back as we thought they would. Joe Fagnano, co-offensive player of the week, terrific both passing the ball and running the ball, accounting for 5 touchdowns. And then Andre Miller with 8 catches, 144 yards, and 3 touchdowns. He was pretty much unstoppable.
Yeah, Andre just had to get going, you know, and when he's confident and in a rhythm, he's pretty tough to stop. And, you know, very big wide out, very strong hands. You know, obviously cares a lot and is a big leader for us as a captain. But, you know, I think he just needed to get going. And once we got through the first quarter, you know, things started clicking a little bit more. And Joe started making a lot of plays. We got the run game going, and that's when things started clicking. And, you know, offensively, in order to execute, a lot of things need to go well. You got to make sure that, you know, everybody's on the same page. And I definitely thought that performance was certainly a lot better. And up to our standard than what it was the previous week.
And I really thought the run game got going when Joe ran the ball a couple of times, because that always has the secondary effect of keeping the defense honest and making that play-action pass that much more effective.
Yeah, I mean, Joe had 300 yards total offense. And, you know, I think we gotta limit his carries a little bit more and continue to progress, you know, our run game outside the read game. And, you know, that comes with finding your identity on offense. And you know, in terms of that football game, especially in the third and fourth quarter, with the way we were calling it, was to put the ball in the quarterback's hands to go win the game. And Joe did a great job, so I was pretty proud of him for finding a way to get it done.
We're talking with Nick Charlton here on Downtown. They were able to run the ball. Carl Mofor had a very good game for them, but I thought the defense did a terrific job against one of the better quarterbacks in the league, and Jeff Underkuffler, who was, you didn't get to him, he didn't get any sacked, but he was under pressure all day long and was constantly getting rid of the ball, I think, before he wanted to, and it showed in his numbers.
Yeah, I mean, Jeff's a good quarterback, and when you're able to take him off his spot, put pressure on him, and get the ball out quick with a lot of things they do offensively, you know, that's where you have success. And, I mean, they threw the ball for less than 40% completion percentage, and you know, we had too many penalties. That was the one thing that we took away at the end there, where we could have gotten off the field a few times that led to some scores. But overall, I thought our defense did a really nice job, you know, keeping a pretty prolific passing offense in check overall. You know, Carl and their run game, they do a nice job. He's a big back, and There's some things we can clean up on our end, but, you know, that's a good football team we just played. And, you know, at the end of the day, we made the plays at the end of the game. So, you know, there's plenty of things we can do better in all three phases. But, you know, like I said, all that matters is we won.
Back on the road this week for a game at Stony Brook. There are no easy games in the CAA, and they're always a physical team on both sides of the football. What do you think you need to do well this week against Stony Brook?
Kind of goes back to the same stuff we talked about, you know, regardless of win or loss. I mean, we need to execute our offense. We need to tackle and communicate on defense, and we got to play great on special teams. And special teams, you know, with how much of an impact it had negatively the previous week, you know, it had a big impact in a very positive way this week. You know, we forced, obviously they made a miscue by taking a knee on a punt that gave us 3 points right there. We had a number of things we did in trying to block punts with that forced them into bad field position situations. We downed a punt on the 2 yard line. You know, we had a blocked field goal that was more of a protection issue than anything else. But other than that, you know, Johnny Messina had 8 points overall, which was great to see him being really consistent in that operation. So I thought special teams was a huge factor in this game, a lot of individual efforts. And, you know, that's Black Bear football right there. That's, you know, stop it. We got to be able to do a better job stopping the run, limiting the penalties. But that team, we knew they were going to try to throw the football. And we stopped, you know, for the most part, what they were trying to do and definitely stopped their rhythm, which I was very pleased with. Deshaun Stevens played very, very well. He had 12 tackles and was himself, certainly. And then offensively, we were able to move the ball enough to win. So there were some good things all around. Stony Brook's going to be a tough physical team, you know, and records don't really matter. None of that stuff's really relevant. It's just they're going to be a physical team. They're going to try to run the football. They move around a lot on defense. They're always stout. So, you know, we got a lot of prep work to do, and we're already working on that pretty hard. So the guys will be ready to play, and we got a long road trip coming up. We got a 3-day little bus tour, so we're gonna be getting to know each other even more in the hotel, which will be nice.
Anybody can beat anybody in the CAA, and then that became pretty apparent over the weekend when Rhode Island knocked off Villanova in overtime. Rhode Island, a team that plays everybody tough, and it just to me underlines the fact that in the spring season, I don't think anybody has any idea what's going to happen. So if you can just go out every week and take care of business, you've got a chance to make good things happen.
Yeah, that's all it is. That's what we told our players, you know, even after the first game, you know, we started hearing conversations about, you know, the future and, you know, what's going to happen. And I'm like, guys, we can't worry about any of that stuff. We know if we take care of what we need to take care of, we'll reach our goals and we'll be fine. But if you start worrying about what everybody else is doing and, you know, what's happening around the league and start looking at things outside of just the game that's in front of you, that's typically when you don't play very well. So for us, our sole focus is on a very good Stony Brook team. We have a lot of respect for them. So, you know we need to win this game, and no other game on our schedule matters at all except for this one. So that's really where our focus is right now.
All right, we wish you luck this week. Travel safely. Hope you pick out some good movies for the bus ride, Nick.
Thank you, Rich. I plan on slightly being a part of it, but I'd like to think the guys can figure it out on their own. So I'll just be along for the ride.
All right. Thanks, Nick. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks to you, Rich.
That's Nick Charlton, head coach of Maine football. Black Bear Reports brought to you by ClearPoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Give Mike Toole a call at 307-7718.